best matchups in high school football. It's brought to you by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Roller Funeral Homes, Midtown Plumbing, DK Fuel, and Entergy.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, it is 8:06 on this Friday, August 28th. Roger, next week we start with everybody. It's going to be full tilt boogie with all of our segments for football and all of our good friends that we get, like the Mark Mays and the Bruce James and the Walt Comans and the Darren McFadden and, of course, John Daly and the Dan Hamptons. Randy Rainwater.
I'm so pumped about that.
That all cranks up. You know, got football this weekend. Got a lot of comments here on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. We'll try to get to all of these, but we got a lot of ground to cover here. Frank, right off the bat, before we get started, go any further, again, you guys are doing deals left and right here from today all the way to Monday, right?
It's end of the month. We talk about Frank looking at the business. We're going to put too much in your trade, and we're going to help you get to an affordable payment, and we're going to take care of you afterwards. You know, we're going to advertise a good price. You can pay cash. You don't have to trade anything in. We're going to honor our prices online and get you a good interest rate. And we're going to try to do whatever we can to help you and enjoy this car buying experience. We'll make it as fast as possible. You know, that's our biggest deal is trying to – I hate when I get online and I see – and people come in and say, man, I hate buying. Referred to me by one of Frank's neighbor's sons, and he told me, he said, man, I wish I would have met you a long time ago. You made it so easy. His daughter had an engine problem. I bid his car over the phone, got her approved. We did a three-way text message. She came in last night, signed and left. Everything was transparent. We're going to print a sheet out. We're not going to write numbers on a piece of paper and all that. We're going to print you a sheet, tell you what you're paying for your car, what we're going to give you for your trade, what your taxes are. We're going to give you different money downs, different terms, and it's going to be right there. You can look at it. We'll text it to you. We'll email it to you. I tell everybody, if you want to buy a car, just come in. If you don't have time, we'll do it all over the phone or email. But it's the most transparent buying experience. There's no weird fees. We have a $129 dock fee that we do, and that's it. You know, some people charge $5.95. Sometimes they charge $9.95 for a bunch of hocus pocus, and we just don't add anything.
No hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus. You're gonna get to look on a piece of paper and see where you're at.
And RJ, that's my vehicle behind you there. That is a good looking. I don't know if that mic's working here.
Can you hear me? Check.
Yeah.
And what Zippy's saying as far as makes it easy, I literally bought my truck over FaceTime. I was at UALR doing something, and Zippy, he FaceTimes me. I never get a FaceTime, and he goes, hey, I had this truck come in. Look at this thing. And
have you seen his truck, Raj?
And that's a good looking truck. So he's FaceTiming me at the truck, and I said, yeah, that's it. And we literally did the deal over FaceTime. Yeah.
He told me where his family felt comfortable buying a vehicle, and it took us a couple months, and we got the right truck in. It's what he wanted, and we got the payments right. We gave as much as we could for his trade-in and just try to make it easy. It is not hard to buy a car here, I promise you.
David, you know, we've made the end of the month famous.
Yeah, I know. You have. You really have. We've been doing it for, 15 years, 20 years?
Yeah. Unfortunately, we've trained people to wait.
On Sunday,
we've been doing this so many years, and honest to goodness, we're up against it like every other business. We've got to make a month. And so we get pretty desperate here at the end of the month.
I'll tell you, this is
when you're the boss and we're taking orders.
I love it.
I'll tell you, last weekend we sold 23. I wake up Sunday, he goes, what happened? And I said, it was a multitude of hard work, some good advertising.
I like it.
Good inventory. But, you know, when you buy something from here, you know, we do something fair. We're not here to make a month off one person. We're not here to take advantage of a bad situation. But we got guys here that have families too. When you buy a car, you're supporting their family.
You bet.
And it's a good feeling. We got a lot of good value people here. We put prices on the windshield. I mean, Frank is trying to change the car business one day at a time. We might have been a little early trying to do it, but he's going to do it one way or another. But like I said, it's so easy.
Well, we trust, and Zippy and Frank, we trust. We got some more folks that I know, Shane Broadway, that had a question about the Chrysler 300. We got RJ Hawk here. We got to introduce RJ. We got to bring in Heather Baker here. And then we'll hear Steve Qualls later.
I'll be back.
I think Big Sarge may call in and say hello to Frank.
Shout out John Vines listening.
Yeah, John Vines is listening.
But Heather's got an interesting announcement today, Frank. You'll be in. I think we're all going to be a little intrigued to hear. Let's bring her in officially, Christian.
All right, sir.
Heather, right now?
Yeah, let's bring in Heather right now. I'm sorry. I should have told you it was at 8:05. So is she on the phone?
No,
you should be on the phone.
Got it right here.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Hi. If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
I have no idea what that is.
I tell you what, as we try to get Heather, we'll officially welcome RJ. Well, RJ, great to have you here. It's become a tradition now, come over here to Frank and Zippy's.
And I love it. I will say that I started tuning in about 6:30 this morning. I've yet to hear Frank cut you off from talking about cars too much. I've yet to hear that. So, I set the bar on selling cars on this show when you guys were gone.
Well, y'all had a good time.
We had a good job.
Yeah. I told them we had our biggest new car.
I told them they don't need us anymore. They do their own show. I thought Tommy may be stopping by today. Just the old times, a lot of history here. But I'm glad thank you for doing that. You and Christian did a great job.
We had a great time. It was a lot of fun. And so, I appreciate Mr. Fletcher for letting me come out here with you guys. And
trust
you. One thing that I was really enjoying this morning, you guys talking more high school football this morning.
Yeah, excited about it.
Salt Bowl starts tonight.
Yeah.
And,
big for youth.
Well, this is the first time in 15 years that I have not called Salt Bowl.
Yeah.
In some capacity. See, last year I did the pregame show.
Right.
That was done on the pay-per-view. And this year, I'm not doing
it. So, who's doing it?
So, well, you've got the Benton and Bryant local broadcast.
The Buzz is not doing it.
I don't know what the Buzz is doing.
Oh, the Buzz is not. Okay.
And so I'm going to go be a fan tonight.
Good.
Just hang out.
Zach Bryant.
Yeah, my real estate company's doing we've got a booth set up in the tailgate area. And so we'll be doing that. And we're going to go watch the game and hang out.
All right. I think we've got Heather. Heather, are you there now?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. I've been teasing. I told Frank and the boys that you've got a special announcement today. I think you guys have just put it out. Heather does a lot of stuff, Frank, but, she started out selling cars. She's in the car business, not really selling cars, but promoting cars. Yes. But, Roger, she's got a new announcement today. This is breaking news. That this is the new adventure for Heather Baker. Heather, give us a scoop on what you have new going on in your life that we're all going to be able to watch here soon.
Well, it's pretty exciting. So if you love the iconic show Dallas, from 78 to 92 and the reboot in the 90s with Josh Henderson, there is going to be a spinoff called The Big D. And it's produced by Evan Ross, which is Diana Ross's son, and Greg Carney of Film Mafia Entertainment. And Ryan and I have been cast as ourselves, kind of like an entourage role. So I'll be playing a media mogul from Arkansas. And we have adopted one of the main characters of the show when he was a young child. So it's going to be called The Big D. It's going to launch sometime, they're saying, either the end of this year or beginning of next year. And there's going to be so many spinoffs of it. They're going to have to do the backstory of it, get everybody caught up to where King Oil, which will be Larry Hagman, passed away and the reading of his will. It's so exciting. And people ask me a million questions. I don't know all the details of it. I show up when I'm told to show up. I do what I'm told to do. But, it is so exciting. We have Steve Tamburlio, Taman Thursock, which is from Pretty Little Liars. And, talking about Clinton all morning, his nephew, Tyler Clinton, is in the show with us. And we have some incredible cast. Of course, Evan is going to play in there. Evan Ross will play a character. And They have the big, big characters that are going to be released in probably around November, and they're all well-known names. Everybody knows. There's going to be so many roles. But what's so cool about this, David, is Greg is really wanting that just natural role that people are who they are. And that's like the Entourage playoff. So that's why, you know, Ryan and I are playing ourselves, because he wants us to be super authentic. And, you know, I'm playing the mom or the, you know, a son. Of course, I have one, so it comes very natural to me. But, I mean, it's super exciting to see where this is going to go. I mean, it's already set for 3 seasons. This will be a series, and it will stream.
Yeah, so because that's the next thing. So first of all, Frank, are you saying that you and Ryan are the, you guys have adopted Larry Hagman's son or grandson, or no?
Well, no. So Larry Hagman's son's name is John Ross, and John Ross is going to have had a twin. He's going to have that twin that was given up at birth. His name is Jack. And we have adopted him. When we adopted him, we had no idea that he had any relation to the Ewing family. He's been living with us in Hot Springs since he was 5 years old. And so when King Oil, per se, Larry Hagman, dies, we find out that he has become the richest oil mogul in the world.
Gotcha. All right, now let me ask you this. Where will people be able to watch this, Heather? What's the platform this is going to be shown on?
Well, from what I understand currently, now some of this can change. This is all new information, and I'm getting it as a lot of people are getting it. You know how they did The Chosen? They aired it in the movie theaters, and they did the backstory of it, and then they showed a couple of the shows. They do that every season with the launch of The Chosen. They're going to do that. So this will launch supposedly right now. That's the plan, is it'll launch in movie theaters with the backstory and get people caught up, and then From what it is right now and planned, it's supposed to be on Prime.
All right, Roger Scott, you're the actor here.
Wow, that's
how about that? So
that
it goes from Frank from a magazine publisher now listen, Roger, any tips you need to give Heather from an acting?
Obviously not.
Roger, tell me what to do.
Right. Sure.
Now, how many episodes have you shot already, Heather?
Well, when we're filming currently, we don't know where they'll go, but we've we've filmed for many, 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 many days. I know that we have a 4-week series coming up where we'll be going in and out of from Hot Springs to Dallas. I know that we obviously have to get Jerry Jones on there because he's been a big part of the Dallas show in the past. So we're excited to do that with him. But, you know, it'll be interesting how they do this. I had no idea, but some of the big stars, they have them for like a week and they film 12 hour days, and they get, you know, they'll get a whole season of shows from that 1 week and then they put it all together. And we'll be on call to be in those scenes with some of those actors. And then how, you know, Greg and Evan put this together with the producing of it. That's how, you know, it'll all come out.
Well, you know, Frank, did you ever see the scene with Jerry Jones? Was that Landman?
Landman, yeah.
Landman.
Roger, was that? I mean, it was impressive.
Yeah, he did really good.
I mean, it was like he was just being honest.
I don't think they even rehearsed it.
It was almost, and I thought for a minute it was almost like he was telling the true story. Because what he talking
he
about
was.
His daughter? He was. I mean,
no,
he said, "I bought
he
this
talked
team."
About his life. Yeah, he talked about his life. It was his story.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sam Frank.
He basically said, "I bought this team for my whole family to be involved with." You know, just told a story about his family.
I think people were trying to figure out if this was acting or if it was just being honest.
It was part of the movie, but it was actually a true story.
I know.
I think he switched up a few of
I think you're right.
Exactly.
But I'm going to tell you, Roger, it was pretty darn compelling, wasn't it?
It was very good, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what? I think about that. We may need to show a clip of that at the Clinton.
So is Heather going to have the 5x7 headshots now when she goes out for people to sign whenever she's out? Is that what you're going to do, Heather?
You know, actually, we went with Josh Henderson is who plays John Ross and Jack. And we went with him out last time, and people were already asking questions where we were going. It was very interesting, and they had us in a private area, and there was a line of people coming up. And Ron and I are looking at each other like, what have we got ourselves into? So it will definitely be a very interesting dynamic. And, you know, Josh, he played John Ross on the reboot. You know, he was in Desperate Housewives. He was in 90210. I mean, I think he has like 70 movies. But now he says when you're in the South, it is a whole different ball game because of how much people love that iconic series of Dallas.
Yeah, you, Frank, did you watch Dallas back in the day?
No.
Did you, Roger, you did, didn't
oh,
you?
Sure.
RJ, did you?
Oh, yeah.
You?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Zippy, did you watch it? I did not watch it because you know why? Wasn't it on Friday nights?
Because, I watched all the reruns. So,
okay, yeah. Let's say, I remember the state championship or state playoffs when I was hurt. I remember going up into the stands watching the game and they go, did you hear? Or something like, we know who shot JR. We're going to find out who shot JR. I wonder how big of a deal that was.
Shower scene.
Shower scene, all that kind of stuff.
Have you visited South Fork?
I have not. Have you?
It's super cool.
Is it? Have you been there? Frank, have you been there to South Fork? Roger, have you been there?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
It was, all they did was just show that as in the open. They never used that as part of the...
I think they used pieces of it.
Oh, yeah, Dave, I don't they think
they,
like,
they had a Hollywood set that they did a lot of it on, but I think there was like certain rooms and things that they actually did stuff in.
What were you saying, Heather?
They shot there a lot. Yeah, they shot the reboot there all the time. We've actually been shooting there as well.
Gotcha.
So it's actually there. Now, it's a lot smaller. This is a crazy story, but this is how this all came together at the beginning is when I was meeting with a producer about another movie. The ringtone of my phone is a theme song to Dallas because it's such a like iconic part of my childhood. And when I was a kid, every summer my dad would take me to Dallas. Well, it's actually Plano. We would go to Plano and that's where South Fork is located. And I would buy him a little plat of land. So they would sell like these 2x2 plats for, and I would buy them for his birthday. And it was like such a memorable experience. And I was telling that story. But yeah, they have a lot of scenes that they have actually there and they use the grounds a lot. But the owner of that still loves people to come out and experience, you know, that iconic scene there at South Fork.
Well, congratulations to you and Ryan. Yeah. That's exciting. You know, Frank usually gives a review of some kind of series he's watching. So
all right, ready.
I can't wait.
I tell you what, since we've used this segment today, why don't you just go ahead, you know, you can go to aymag.com, right, Heather, for all the events happening this weekend. Sure. Anything, any one big thing that we need to know besides all the high school football going on and college football around the state?
No, I mean, we've got the Mount Chicken Fry, you know, the chicken picking and bowl chicken. You know, that's going on this weekend. Mount Nebo, we've got the chuck wagon races. We've talked about that every year for like the last 5 years. You know, that's definitely iconic. But, you know, we have all the music lineup, every sporting event, and every event around the entire state on aymag.com. And we'll have that on our social media platforms as well for everybody to check out.
Now, will we, at the Touchdown Club, will we have to give extra seats now for Heather's security?
Our security detail. We'll have Clinton's security, we'll have Jerry's, and now we'll have Heather and Ryan's security.
All right, Heather.
I think it's pretty obvious that next year she will be one of the speakers.
All right, Heather, thanks. Have a great
weekend. Thanks, Heather.
David, I have to say real quick, the best part of last week was me getting to hug Frank Fletcher's neck. At the Touchdown Club, so it was great to see him.
Yeah, he's going to be. He was there last weekend. Frank, you're going to Emmett too, right?
Yeah.
How about that?
Heather, it's good. Always good to see you. Congratulations.
Thanks, Heather. Have a great weekend.
Thank
congratulations.
You, sir. You'll have a great weekend. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye. There you go. We get a back-to-back Frank Fletcher visits.
You know, I was running around for Silverfield because we had leaks in the ceiling and we had all kinds of things going on. And I just happened to glance up and there was Frank and I was like, hey, Frank, how's it going? And so, it was great to have Frank.
You know what I love about Frank? I was having to deal with Emmett's agent, and they were just asking about, hey, give us some things about the club just, you know, we can share with Emmett. And I said, you know, the great thing about our club is that you can have a millionaire 100 times over sitting right there, and then two rows over you got a guy who makes a minimum wage or a retiree. Yeah. It's in the common thing.
That's at this table right now.
The common theme.
You're talking about yourself.
The common theme is the love of football. Yeah. That's what it's all about. So anyway, it's good stuff, and it'll be packed again for Emmett. My mother now is so funny, Frank. My mother, I don't know how. I guess because he's from Pensacola, she loves
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, me too.
So she got, listen, RJ is going to be, we'll, Frank, I will not be able to, there won't be any space between RJ and Emmitt. He'll be.
Frank, you know how Rex actually sits on the end and Basil sits, we've actually rotated, but Baz is sitting in my seat, I'm sitting where Baz is sitting, and, you know, Baz usually has somebody go and pick Emmitt up from, or pick our guest speaker up on the plane. I've already canceled everybody. I'm going to fly down and get him. Well, we don't need Wes. I'm going to get him in the limo and bring him on.
I don't think we've never had anybody you've been this excited about, right? I think this is Jimmy was big.
I mean,
last
I was pretty pumped about Michael Irvin.
Because he got one of the three.
Peyton Manning was cool, but like
you're a cowboy.
Jimmy I was pretty excited about Jimmy.
But Emmitt.
Emmitt's like next level though, man. Like the only thing that beats Emmitt is Troy.
Like, is that right? How close is that?
It's 1 and 1A.
Because you know Emmitt, I saw the open that Sully did, Frank, for Emmitt.
Yeah.
And again, probably nobody's ever going to break that rushing record because nobody runs the ball like they used to anymore. You know, and then the fact he goes on to win Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
I mean, he's iconic in nature, but his name is so big. And watching his film when he was at Florida, we forget how good he was at Florida. I think he had 3,900 yards with the Gators, and he's not that big. He's like Barry Sanders. And I'll ask him about that. You know, I'm sure people come up to you and, you know, wow, you're not very big. I guarantee he gets that all the time.
Yeah.
And but he had that great offensive line at Dallas. That's the other thing. And you had Troy Aikman in a threat, him throwing the ball to Michael Irvin. Who was the other receiver? It was another good receiver. You had Michael Irvin. You had
Harper.
Harper.
Yeah.
You had Novacek. You had, you had a lot of weapons.
Not only did he have that great offensive line, but they had speed, so they would follow him down the field and block for him as well.
Yeah,
because they were fast.
His balance was great. And you're watching him, you know, he'll bounce all people. And but anyway, my mother's so excited about it. I don't know how she's falling in love. She goes, "You think I can meet Emmitt?" I said, "Mother, I think we can work that out."
We've actually decided Baz is not going to ask questions that one. I'm actually going to do it, Frank, instead of Basil.
Well, listen, we've got to get you out of hot water with all the folks over at the state capitol.
Oh, shout out once again to John Vines, the Speaker of the House, and everybody there at the Capitol.
There's absolutely no hot water.
You tell Frank to the break.
We've already done that. Where were you?
CT's sitting there.
No, I'm busy doing things.
You're the one that said, "Tell Frank the story."
Was that on the air?
No,
it wasn't.
And we didn't need it to be.
Did you want to say on the air?
No. I don't want to talk about anything.
No. You know what? Isn't it about time you get a summit for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, Frank, things are great right now.
We were hoping that Frank would come up with one of his annual car bets for the football team.
I want to go over and talk to the man. Really, what I've been thinking about is I think we need to do something more dynamic, but it needs to be a combination of Fletcher Buzz.
Talk
to the management. You know, it's if you guys could promote it, but, you know, we go in like half.
Well, you know where that's going to go.
You've earned that.
We are tight.
How about with every car he gives away, you and I will give away the little half heart necklaces that he gave away back in college. We'll give away with every car. We'll do that. We'll purchase those.
I think it's going to be a bigger contribution.
Okay. All right, I'm just saying, listen, we got to start somewhere.
Something like if I give away the cars, they give me a year's free advertising.
You know that's going to work. But of course, you think about that.
It all sounds like it's going downhill.
I don't even
know. You're all excited about getting me strung out for $250,000.
Can you remember the year that was when you did that? Remember what year it was? It was a year that Trey, look it up. It was a year that LSU beat us on the last drive in LSU.
At LSU.
Yeah, and see if you can figure out what year they are. We'll take a break, come back, and visit with RJ, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale and Don Grisham and the boys. And they're doing deals here. I feel activity happening, a movement happening here at Fletcher Dodge. They've got a huge inventory, their biggest I've seen in years. Showroom is completely full, and Zippy's hungry to make a deal. Frank's told him, but he's got to do
it. I'm swapping in my truck today. Had nothing but the masculine musk has been coming off of me. I've parked that truck underneath the construction or the contractor's awning at Home Depot.
You and back into your parking
spot? Back
plus?
Into the... No, I don't do that yet. Hell, I can't park straight.
2013? Wow, Frank. That was 2013. Wow. That was 13 years ago when you made that bet. Holy mackerel. Would you believe it was that long, Raj?
Yeah, turn zip on.
I'm sorry. Oh,
I lost the bet.
Well, yeah, that was lost a bet. But
that was the only one.
Yeah, 2000.
That's enough, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, 2000.
I got to find the recording on a guy that we called. He was in a meeting at.
Oh,
the he thought we were he was getting pranked by one of his workers. And you should hear the roar in the background.
Well, Frank, I'll never forget. We're sitting up in the press box, and you're getting ready to win the bet. And then that freshman, he's on the 1 yard line. He said, "There's no way they're going to score." And then he throws this ball. And it goes up in the air. And I'm thinking, "Wow, that's a lot." And I look and I see there's nobody around the LSU receiver. No. Oh,
their regular quarterback got hurt. This guy hadn't played. He was
the freshman.
Nobody.
The freshman
comes in there and goes 90-something.
99 yards. 99 yards.
Score and I lose 12.
12 cars. That was all the way back 2013. All right, don't go. We'll be back in just a minute live at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood.
Insure your auto, home, life, and everything in between with Shelter Insurance. Find a local agent by calling 1-800-SHELTER or at shelterinsurance.com.
This is SportsCenter.
In college football news, a Dallas judge signed an order Thursday that prohibits the NCAA and SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey from stopping a group of athletes, including three that are or were on NFL rosters, from returning to college. This is the first court order to block a conference from making rules to punish schools for signing professional players. Central Arkansas opened up their season with a win last night, beating 22nd-ranked UT Martin 36-24. Sophomore quarterback and Conway native Donovan Amalo put on a show, throwing for 243 yards and three touchdowns while rushing for 118 yards on 12 carries. They'll take on West Florida next Saturday. And the Buzz High School football game of the week tonight is Bauxite hosting Glen Rose. Coverage of that game can be heard on the Buzz starting at 6:45. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Slightly milder temperatures in store for today with highs only reaching the lower 90s. It's going to be sunny and dry for your Friday and a very similar day ahead of us for Saturday. But the heat will start to build again on Sunday into next week, and we'll have those high temperatures back up in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team with your forecast for the Buzz Radio Network.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Willie D's Dueling Pianos has not moved yet. They're still rocking right here in the Little Rock River Market. Dueling Pianos upstairs, DJs downstairs with food and drinks every week. Reserve and learn more at WillieD'sPianoBar.com.
Come and get your Willie on.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders. Building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
We're gonna have a winning season by one.
Okay, so that means we at the 12 you'd be 7-5.
We're 6-6. We're just feel better. Okay. We can win it more than six games.
Oh, we got to hear that. Frank, I don't know if Frank and Zippy heard that. That was earlier in the show where Zippy was trying to come up with the record. Can you play that clip one more time, Christian?
We're gonna have a winning season by one.
Okay, so that means we at the 12, you'd be 7-5.
We're six. Gotta bleep it.
Listen, that, I love the natural reaction. Christian, let's welcome in RJ officially since RJ, we haven't done that yet.
Me, RJ.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
All right, you're official, yep. RJ. Yeah, great to have you. And I know you did the. Have we seen you since you did the? Roger's been having fun. All the politicians that showed up at Bucky's the other day.
No, but I've texted with you guys quite a bit. And,
Frank, you see that? Everybody but the president was at Bucky's the other day.
Bucky's is. You know, I got a number that they've been open almost 10. I guess 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
They've had 275,000 visitors in 10 days. You know, to the Bucky's in Benton.
Frank, you know what's crazy about that is the land around there, the development that will happen as a part of that. It's sort of the same thing with the family markets. When a chain goes in or an organization goes in that's well known, people like Frank, they know they're going to create traffic. So
I know there's all that development across the street from it. That there's going to be some restaurants in that area, and they're going to try to build that up into a shopping area and things of that nature. So, it's great. It's great for Saline County. It's great for Arkansas. I mean, just the sales tax dollars that are going to come in.
Yeah.
And you know, talking with Mr. Beaver,
that's his name.
Yeah, Mr. Okay. Beaver. You know, majority of the people, now initially it's locals that go, but as it goes, most of those people are from out of state.
See, that's what I'm curious as to. If you walked in there and out of 100%, how many of those are out
of state?
They've
got so much data on
those
things.
I bet you they do.
And he was saying that once the newness wears off, right, the locals have gone and done it. He said a majority of their business is people traveling up and down the interstate. And so that's revenue coming into the state of Arkansas that's not from the people that live here.
Yeah, well, it's on my path to Hot Springs once a week.
Yeah.
But it's not in my normal path of getting fuel. So it won't be my service station. Even, you know,
I did see that they have 16-pound bags of ice for $1.99.
So we
won't be putting a Cardinal ice down in Haskell anywhere because you can't compete with that.
Frank, they have the Beaver. What does Fletcher have? Do we need to get a mascot?
Chauncey.
You've had Chauncey. You've had the Parrot.
I need to get a monkey.
Chauncey. Christian, freeze that.
Mark the tape.
I need to get a monkey.
When I was a kid, y'all all know I had Chauncey, my monkey.
Such a great story. If you had a monkey here, I think people would come.
People would come just
to see the monkey. But some of those monkeys get real angry.
Yeah, the last one burned down our store.
Wow.
They get loose at night. First, he ate 9 boxes of X-Lax, and I had to take him out in the woods for a week.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, it used to be the trunk monkey.
The trunk monkey. I tell you, it's so funny. Frank doesn't know this, but, I finally, because of Natural State Wholesale and Don Grisham, I've got this really cool tile.
Yeah.
And I've had to replace it 3 times because it has a hard time, Frank, getting it working on this wood deck.
And it wasn't Natural State's product.
No. Yeah, it was the tile. But we had a problem trying to make that. So I'm trying. Every time I talk to Jeff Lazier, who's the floor guy, he's a really talented guy. I said, Jeff, I have been wanting for the last 2 years to get Frank Fletcher, Judy Fletcher over for dinner. And I said, I can't do it until I get this darn deck done. And so I'm hoping we're close, Frank, to finally getting you and Judy.
I thought it was done.
Only a certain number of years.
No, I think it is. I think this last one worked. I think this last one worked, keeping my fingers crossed.
By the way, I had a contractor buddy of mine that he heard us talking about Natural State on the radio. And he went out and he outfitted his entire new build with Natural State Wholesale flooring and tile, and it looks outstanding. Yeah. Saved a ton of money.
I've known Barrett for a long time. He's a great guy.
Barrett's good people.
Barrett, yeah. Don, Drew, all the guys out there. Of course, they were at the Touchdown Club last week as well. Frank, what did you say? You said you wanted to share. You got a new book you want to throw out there at us?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, folks, when I'm on here, I always like to talk about the newest thing I've read. And I want to make sure to understand that whether you're like horse racing or not, this is the book for everyone. You know, pick this book up, put 10 copies for Christmas to give. The name of the book is Cody's Whoosh. Now, Cody's Whoosh is the name of a horse that was named after a young boy who was not expected to live 2 years old. Yes. A lot of you know this story. And Cody was the young boy's name, and he was taken out at age 4 or 5 by Make-A-Wish because they didn't think he was going to live very long. And so they took him out to a farm in Lexington, Kentucky, and he met this unnamed young horse who had never raced. And so the managers told them, you know, him being in a wheelchair, want to keep his horse back 7 or 8 feet because these horses are, it's a colt, and they might run over and bite him or something. But the horse gently walked over in the cover of the book that we're sitting here looking at, and I don't know if this will show on camera or not, but I can't get it. Anyway, the horse went over and put his head in Cody's lap. So the manager said, I've never seen any colt that we've ever had go over and lay his head down in a child's lap. So after the child left, the people at the farm were just awestruck. So they named the horse Cody's Whoosh.
How about that?
From Make-A-Wish, his name. Well, Cody was nonverbal, but he also had a pad on his wheelchair that he could type in what he wanted to say. So he told his parents, I've got to go see that horse run. And they said, well, you're not able to go to the track to a race. And he said, well, he won't win unless I'm there. So the horse lost like 2 or 3 times. And Cody said, I have to go to the track. And the horse knows me. And so when Cody went to the track, the horse came over to him again in front of 10,000 people, put his head in his lap again. And the horse won. And the horse won.
What a great story.
And won the Breeders' Cup. And
I remember seeing it. It was an amazing story.
You know, and if you want to get ready to buy this book, just go on Google and look up Cody's Whoosh story. And this is a paperback book. Everybody I've given it to me has called me back and said, oh, you know, thank you so much for this book. I'm going to buy copies of it. Cody's Whoosh, it's in every store. And I promise you that you will... you'll shed a few tears.
Yeah, I remember the video. Remember that, Raj?
Oh, I do.
It was stunning to see that horse. To see that horse come over and put it in that kid's lap. It was a remarkable story. By the way, too, Frankie, you had another winner the other day at Saratoga, right?
Yeah, we have a really horse we're really excited about. His name is QB. QB standing for quarterback. QB Rocket. And he ran his first race at Saratoga, which is very difficult to win, and he won. He went wire to wire. He came out of the gate, went to the front, and scared me to death. Luckily, I was there with my son, Chris, and Jim Salmon, and Jackie Lackey, and we acted like teenage kids running around and around in a circle, jumping up and down. But it was very,
congratulations.
Very exciting. QB Rocket.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
We've given our Razorback
predictions.
We haven't gotten one from a state representative and personal good friend of mine.
You did a better job than I did.
An honest man, Robert James Hawk.
Yeah, so I heard you guys talking about this earlier today, and I think the popular opinion amongst fans is, you know, 3 or 4 wins, right?
Yeah.
I think they're going to sneak up on somebody, or a couple somebodies. Yeah. And I was listening to a podcast yesterday. I think that... you know, Auburn's on the schedule, right? And, you know, Silverfield has been against Golish. He's been really good.
I think he's beaten twice.
And so I think that, I'm not saying that's one you're going to guarantee a win, but I think that's a winnable game for him.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say 5-7.
Okay. That's what I picked.
And 5-7, but with the potential of You know, they're going to be in the hunt for a sixth win and try to become bowl eligible, but I think 5-7 is where I'm
at. Come on.
You know, and then we debated that yesterday, whether that was something the fans should be happy about. Justin said no, and Roger, you sort of sided with Justin on that. You could see how the fans, you know, shouldn't be excited about winning five games. I
think they'll be very excited.
Yes and no. Of course. I mean, as a Hawk fan, I want the Hogs to do well, and I really, it's just a whole new season, it's a whole new regime, and we shouldn't be excited about winning five as a lifelong Razorback
fan. That's not where we want to be.
As far as this season goes, absolutely.
Come on, let's go to break, come back, put a little factor crap. Frank, this is great. I ran Frank's Jonesboro store. This is on our Middleton Eaton Air text line. I ran Frank's Jonesboro store for many years. He made me put up a 30-foot blow up of a monkey on the roof. So you have had monkeys before. You had a blow up 30-foot one. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Here's one. You tell RJ, as a voter in this district, he may have lost my vote unless you've watched Tombstone by now.
You know what's funny about that is I had people texting me. We talked about on the show. They asked if I'd ever seen Tombstone.
I've seen it 100 times.
I said I'd never seen it. And
everybody has.
The Saturday after I was doing this show, it was on TNT. Yep. And I said, you know what? I'm going to sit here. And I caught it about 10 minutes in. And I watched the whole thing. It is a good little flick.
It's a good little,
Yeah, it was good. So I did watch it that Saturday after the show.
Here.
What?
Down there walking on water.
Well.
That working?
Yeah.
That's all right. We'll get when we come back. All right. We need a contestant for Factor Crap. Frank will be playing with this. Zippy will be playing with this. You just got to tell us if what I tell you is fact or crap. Or as Zippy would say.
No.
Zippy just told us how you just, it'll be a bleep. It'll be a bit. All right. Don't go away. 8:46 here at Fletcher Dodge and Sherwood. What you gonna do?
Your body to move. Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall? Get your back up.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking. Missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we got you covered.
Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock is hiring diesel technicians. If you have your own tools, an understanding of diesel systems, and enjoy working as part of a team, they want to hear from you. Offering up to $45 per hour or more. A 401k, working Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. Powers Truck Parts and Service, a family-owned company with a reputation for quality service and over 80 years of combined experience. Contact Chad Powers at powerstruckparts.com. powerstruckparts.com.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Short Grass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. College football Saturdays are already packed with reasons to get excited, and this season, FanDuel is giving you even more. Make this your most rewarding college football season ever with FanDuel. From the first kickoff of the day to the final whistle at night, there are more ways to get in on every matchup. Back your favorite team, build a same-game parlay, bet team props, or make your picks on the biggest games of the weekend. And along the way, keep an eye on the FanDuel app for even more ways to get rewarded throughout the season. Because when every Saturday brings another slate of games, FanDuel gives you more ways to make every week count. So get ready for big games, bigger Saturdays, and your most rewarding season ever, only on FanDuel. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started today. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Trip Keeter. Don't miss the high school football game of the week with myself and Jackson Braswell. Every Friday night this football season, we'll be traveling the state to find the best matchups in high school football. It's brought to you by the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, Roller Funeral Homes, Midtown Plumbing, DK Fuel, and Entergy.
This is Michael Marion with the Simmons Bank Arena.
And Jana DeGeorge with Simmons Bank Arena.
Nobody knows music like
the boys from Morning Mayhem.
Great song right here. Speaking of, Steve Qualls, our NASCAR correspondent, will check in with us around 9:30.
Okay.
I think we'll get a good call from Big Sarge. You want to say hi to Frank. Looks like, RJ, we're almost sold out of the next section up on at Simmons Bank Arena for President Clinton and Jerry Jones. At only $25, Frank, you were saying that's a heck of a deal to be able to go see those two guys. You know, that's...
that's cheapest ticket anybody will ever be able to buy in the world.
Yeah,
Baz, Frank, you know, so we have these leadership meetings between me, Baz, and Chris, and Debbie, and we're talking about the pricing for these tickets for Jerry and Clinton. And, you know, so when we had Peyton Manning, we had the tickets at $60 and $40. For $40 for members, Basil goes, guys, I want to pack out Simmons. He goes, let's make them as cheap as possible.
I want to make it.
And I said, Basil, you know, we got cost. Like, there's cost to do this. I don't care. This is the conversation. He goes, I don't care.
Wonderful.
So I'm thinking, okay, we're gonna get the floor full, and we'll have overflow, and we'll charge the member price for the ticket for the upper. And Chris and I are at the meeting, and Baz goes, nope. He goes, we charge $10. We'll fill up every seat. We'll do 10. I said, Baz, we can't charge. I said, we got to have security sitting over here. Nope. No. So we finally got him to $25 on these tickets. And so,
I want people to have the ability.
It's still a very
it's a great day.
If it were up to Baz, he'd give every ticket away in that place and say, y'all, come one, come on. We'd fill up the whole thing like a concert.
Well,
since he doesn't take a salary,
that's
he thinks that everything else is free.
Everything's free.
Yeah. Nobody to clean that place up.
Frank, the key, as you know, is that this thing is not about making money because none of us make any money off of it. But we
got to pay the bills.
Wait a minute. The athletic director said the athletic director said he didn't want to come down here and help you make money.
Well, funny, Frank, you say, you look at the middle of that lineup this year, you got John Tyson, Jerry Jones, and Bill Clinton back to back to back. But we don't have 100-year check.
Well, he's at a 50-person touchdown by Northwest Arkansas in a poncho.
You mean to tell me a president of these here United States could find the time?
I'm teasing.
You know what? You guys will make up somehow down the line. And I wish Hunter, just like anybody, I wish Hunter Yurecek has the best football season as AD that he's ever had at the University of Arkansas.
And by the way, if you want to get those tickets, LRTouchdown.com, and you can go and buy tickets. I've had some people text. Super easy. Go on there. You can buy your ticket online.
As you want to.
And now that we've got the whole lower bowl, essentially, you can buy as many as you want. Bring it. You know, we always talk about, like, Razorback games, things like that at War Memorial. If you've got a kid or something that wants to experience something, these guys aren't going to be around forever.
Yeah, Frank, I think it'd be a great idea for a coach that's near the arena to maybe, like, North Little Rock, bring the team. Yeah. Bring a team to see the owner of the Cowboys and see a former president. It's a pretty cool deal.
And I'm going to be in the stands going, ice cold Dr. Pepper here.
Well, are the concession stands going to be open?
Yep. Yep. So
I'll be tossing some peanuts.
Y'all getting a cut on that?
No, Frank. He wanted to open up and get free food away. Hey, Michael Marion says I'm the Garth Brooks of ticket pricing.
He said, why don't we just give us, they're having to sit up in the chair back, so let's give them free hot dogs.
No, I didn't say that. Wow. A couple things here. Jessica said, ask Frank if he's got any copies of those books he's pushing. She wants one. No, you got to order them on Amazon or whatever, bookstores. You know, easy to get those. Someone says, I know I'm in the minority. But five and seven season is disappointing. I realize where we've been as a program, but it makes me ill that a 5-7 season would make fans satisfied. Again, it's all relative. The reason that because you went 2-10, you've got probably the least talented team from a talent in the conference. So it's just, yeah, of course we'd rather be 7-5, but again, we won two games last year. So if you win three, and most of those will be all conference games, I think that's progress in the right direction without much talent. Most people are expecting us to win two games, so, you know.
Well, you know, what everybody's got to understand, this is not the old rah-rah college boy who grew up here. This is a pro league now. It's just like the Dallas Cowboys versus whoever.
Yeah.
It's whoever's got the most money to buy the top talent players.
Yeah.
And we're down at the very bottom of the SEC in money contributed.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know. The state of Louisiana, the governor of Louisiana, thinks it's very important for Louisiana to be in the top. So he said, you know, we're going to back this team with everybody, the state included. And it's sooner or later, we're going to have to figure out a way in Arkansas to raise money if we want to compete in the SEC.
Yeah.
And there's no other way around it. You know, my suggestion, which was not taken, which is to charge the university students from Texas. The biggest number of students are from Texas that go to the University of Arkansas. And it's because we're the lowest priced university in the South. So why do they all come to the university? It's because it's thousands cheaper than anywhere in Texas. So why not charge them $100 or $200 or $1,000 more? And if you charge them $1,000 each, they would still come exactly the same number because it's still thousands.
Well, listen, we're going to see the chancellor here in a week or two. You want us to pitch your idea? Have you pitched your idea to the chancellor? He made
I have no pull. I'm telling you, we have to raise money. We have to have concerts. We have to have events to raise money.
By the way, speaking of concerts, do we not have the concert this summer with
they had Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
They did?
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Remember Don was telling us about it, remember, because he had a suite.
Must have been in a marathon that week.
Sure, yeah.
How many people showed up?
They sold out the stadium.
Okay.
Pretty sure. The bad thing was it ended up raining, and so they had to delay it, so a lot of people left. And so, Post Malone and Jelly Roll, and I think that they signed a deal to do a couple more.
RJ, great to have you.
Yeah, one thing, Natural State Wholesale and Cabot, looking for flooring, tile, fixtures, go to naturalstatewholesale.com. The guys at NSW will get you set up to save a ton of money, promise.
Have fun at the Salt Bowl tonight.
Yeah, thanks, RJ. Panthers tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
All right, RJ, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robert.
All right, I got more show to go, and they're doing deals here all weekend at Fletcher Dodge. Don't go away, 9 o'clock.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz as Justin Akre and Phil Elson broadcast live from each meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Brought to you by Arkansas Spine and Pain. Justin and Phil will broadcast live from the Doubletree downtown, bringing you interviews with